This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lieutenant Brad O'Dell of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office working in the field today and joining us to talk about a couple of things. So, Lieutenant O'Dell, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
So, first of all, let's talk about the prescription drug take-back event in South County later this week. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so on Friday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the South Umpqua Fire Department, we will be doing a medication take-back event. What this event is designed for is for individuals who have unwanted or unused prescription medications in their home and don't know what to do with them. This provides an opportunity for them to bring them in and dispose of them properly and safely.
And I know this has been going on for a number of years, tied to a lot of things, including people that end up coming across prescription drugs and using them inappropriately.
Yeah, so the medication take-back event serves a number of purposes. And one of the big reasons that we do this is to prevent these medications from getting into the wrong hands. The intent is to help avoid prescription drug abuse, as well as improper disposal. And oftentimes, again, people just don't know what to do with them. They have them, they stay in the medicine cabinet or under a sink in a tote or something along those lines, and we just don't know what to do with them. And this is a really good and safe way to dispose of them.
And versus flushing them down the toilet, which could cause issues, or just dropping them out with the trash.
Absolutely. So we certainly don't want these to end up in the landfill, and we really don't want them into the wastewater, because that wastewater is eventually treated and released in other ways. And so environmentally, it's not the best or proper way to dispose of these. Again, this is done by a professional company. We're partnering with a company called Inmar, who helps us to coordinate these events and then dispose of these in a safe and proper manner.
So what time and when down in South County?
So it'll be at the South Umpqua Fire Department this Friday, so it's the 14th, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's a drive-through. You don't even have to get out of your car. You'll drive right up. There will be a deputy and someone from Inmar that will help you unload them and let you be on your way.
All right, so very quick and easy to do. Do you need to fill out any paperwork to go with this?
No, there's no paperwork. It's just a drive-through. Here's my medication. We say thank you, and off you go.
All right, simple as that. And, again, that is happening on Friday. What was the time again?
From 9 until 1 p.m.
All right, and while we have you with us this morning, obviously you're in the midst of working with the search and rescue folks on the search for the missing 68-year-old Sutherland man. What can you tell us in terms of an update?
Yeah, so we're continuing our search today for Mr. Simmons. He walked away from his house Sunday evening at around 9 p.m. on foot. He lives off of Platte K and Sutherland. We have been searching all day yesterday. We've received assistance from the Oregon State Police, as well as Josephine and Jackson County Search and Rescues. Today we have additional searchers coming in from both of those counties, as well as Coos County, who has provided some additional resources. We'll continue our search efforts. We're really asking residents who live in the area, if you haven't already done so, please check your outbuildings, check your property, make sure that Mr. Simmons hasn't accidentally wandered into a location and maybe down. We know that he has some medical concerns, and so we want to make sure that everyone who's looking for him is looking in places that maybe someone wouldn't necessarily think that someone would be located. Oftentimes, individuals who have a tendency to wander will find themselves near water or try to burrow themselves. And so we really are encouraging residents to check their properties thoroughly and if they see any signs of clothing or anything suspicious, to let us know so that we can investigate that.
And my understanding is the direction he was last seen walking gets pretty rural pretty quick.
It is. It's residential, but it's rural residential. And so, you know, there are a lot of fields with tall grass. We have some forested areas as well. And then, of course, briar bushes and other things. What we do know is that he has wandered in the past. And when he was previously found, he was located in a ditch and was non-responsive verbally to searchers that had been calling out his name. So again, we may be looking for an individual who's not going to verbally respond. If we're calling out to him, he could be buried, or he may be in plain sight too, just maybe in tall grass. So again, we're just asking property owners to help us to try to locate him. Time is of the essence. And any assistance that we can obtain from the community would be greatly appreciated.
So it sounds like this type of search, you've got to be really precise and cover almost step by step, foot by foot, inch by inch.
That's correct. We have an immediate search area around his residence that we are focusing on. We've also had searchers driving as well as on bicycles, just looking for any signs of Mr. Simmons. But again, you know, we're looking at some field work with very tall grass, and so some of that work is having to be done in what we call line searching, shoulder with the volunteers, carefully going through the grassy areas, trying to see if he's down somewhere and just not responsive.
And on the search and rescue situations, you're able to resource your own folks here from the county, but pull in the others. It seems like this goes fairly quickly to get assistance.
It does. So Douglas County is part of what is called CORSAR. That's California, Oregon Regional Search and Rescue. And there are 10 counties that are participants in that. And the concept behind it is when the local resources have been exhausted or that we need additional support, we're able to reach out to our CORSAR partners to get help in. And that's what we've done in this case, is we have asked for additional searchers from our partner counties to come in and assist us with the search. And they're very quick to respond and answer that call.
All right, Lieutenant Brad Erdell from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and we have Mr. Simmons' description information posted at 541radio.com. Last known to be wearing dark shirt and jeans, 5'11", 170 pounds, with shoulder-length grain brown hair and blue eyes. All right, Lieutenant Brad Erdell out in the field with us this morning. Anything else you want to share?
Not at this time, Kyle, but I appreciate your help, and I appreciate the community's diligence in helping us locate him.
All right, Lieutenant Brad Erdell from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, 8:39 at the Morning Report.